Well, I've been here at D&D now for... That's not for us, those sirens in the background. I've been here for an hour, and I've had to just step aside because the questions and the amount of... curiosity, information seeking, information gathering, potential to take the next step, reinforce information. It's actually quite overwhelming. And it's all going into sessions and it's being scheduled and timed in live time. So I'm just going to pop in and just read a few of the titles out for you. They are amazing.
Like to be part of the network of artists.
We've got here That Old Chestnut, collaboration between universities and theatre artists, who's been done what could be done. Just hit send. Why, when a theatre director puts out an open call for scripts, do less women than men submit? Discuss. Oh, new adventures in sustainability.
Hello, Bianca again. Another session. How can I bring my fringe work into the paid mainstream?
Hello, Nick, back again. I've got another session. How to use
extra life, what's next?
To raise awareness of autism, laughter by the power.
My collaborative partner moved to Sydney. What's next? I like this one. Back-breaking, knee-twisting tech desks. Ouch. Of course, there's fun palaces. Does anyone talk about circus? That's Kate.
Performances and work relaxed with the
How do we inspire how do we fund and inspire theatre makers to create dynamic work for the rural touring networks? That's just all in one session. Okay, first session. How Birmingham Rep and other theatres can help showcase talent in the world of theatre and in performing arts. Producing. I'm going to be doing a session about legacy, how do digital legacy. Why do you think there are less groups for people with high functioning learning disabilities and what could we do about it? It is quite, but it is amazing. And I have no idea what sessions. I'm going to start off with my own session. I didn't do a session the last time I went to an open space, which was the Fun Palace one. I just went into a lot of sessions with the decision of actually staying put to get the whole conversation. You can at these things choose to dip and dab, and that time I decided that I wanted to attend the sessions. This time there's so many sessions. I think I'm going to do my first session, and what I want to do is get a gauge of the people who come to my sessions to talk about legacy, what it means to them, have they thought about it, what are their thoughts. I've had a few conversations already just about digital and having an archive, but how to mobilise it, you know, how do you, so much of it, you know, a lot of the time in social media I often talk to companies and it is about, you know, for the arts, it's not about finding something to make social media about, it's making it fast enough before the next thing happens. And the consequence of that also is that behind the scenes of a lot of social media activity, there's the archival process of the actual piece itself. And they can be separate arenas. They're often and have been a very different quality. So the documents, reports, the photos, you know, the press cuttings of the time, the insights of who was in those shows. There's just so much that's locked up in archive, and I'm interested to hear how people are tackling that and how we start to think about using technologies we have to hand to make legacy a bit more future-proof. I think that is going to be an interesting thing today, the future-proofing of legacy. I've talked about it in one of my audiobooks earlier, but yeah, I think I'm rambling enough now for me to go back in and focus. I'm going to have some water. I'm going to record my sessions on the LiveScribe pen, and they'll be available. Hashtag D&D11 with the word spelt, not a symbol. And do follow that hashtag. Do have a look at the D&D website, Devoted and Disgruntled. Awesome name. And I'll nip out here later. I maybe get some people at coffee, but I often say that and then I don't because I get quite involved with who I'm talking to. But yeah, hopefully, I think I've calmed down now. So do follow, do tweet, and do follow on Beam too. If you haven't checked out Beam, B-E-M-E, it's an iPhone app only at the moment, but I'm going to be beaming 4-second clips using that platform. With the idea of being me for the time in which you're watching. So they're going to be random clips, 4 seconds each, that are just trigger, capture and post. If you don't know about Beam, go check it out. Awesome.